SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 11 people stabbed today at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. They're all being treated in a hospital. A suspect arrested. Authorities have said in the last hour now six of the victims are in critical condition, five listed as serious. President Trump in Scotland preparing to meet with various leaders. President holds talks Sunday with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Here's Bob Agnew.
President Trump says he'll impose tariffs of 30% across the board unless the EU makes major trade concessions by August 1st. President told reporters in Scotland he'll hold talks with the EU's top negotiator and that, quote, Ursula will be here, a highly respected woman, so we look forward to that. Numerous European sources predict the likely agreement will involve a 15% U.S. levy on EU goods. That mirrors a deal the president secured last week with Japan. Bob Agnew reporting.
Major scam in the National Football League.
The NFL is fining about 100 players and two dozen club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value. A person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press. The person said the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next two Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
In India, 7 children have been killed, 21 more injured, when the roof of a government-run schoolhouse, the roof just collapsed. Most of the victims, 7th and 8th graders, no word yet on the cause of that incident. This is SRN News. Well, something new from Planned Parenthood.
The nation's largest abortion business is heavily into sexual education, seeking to influence the way public schools teach the subject. Planned Parenthood is now offering a program for teachers to learn how to teach sex ed called Sex Ed to Go. And amongst its most troubling assertions is that, quote, children are sexual from birth. This discredited idea denies scientific fact and has been employed by some to argue for the decriminalization of pedophilia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Nations expressing renewed concern about the Taliban's arrest of Afghan females for their failure to comply with the authorities' Islamic dress code. In 2022, the Taliban issued a decree calling for all women to show only their eyes and recommending that they always, when going outside, wear head-to-toe burqa. This is SRN News. Well, the Kennedy Center's famed Opera House could be renamed to honor the First Lady.
House Republicans on the Appropriations Committee approved an amendment to the Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies' annual spending bill that would rename the Opera House and the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts the First Lady Melania Trump Opera House. The panel voted 33-25 Tuesday to approve the amendment. The push to pay homage to the First Lady came months after President Trump overhauled the Kennedy Center's board and named himself as its chair after accusing the performing arts institution of being too woke. The Opera House is the second largest theater at the Kennedy Center and often hosts its headline performances. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Michigan has become a leader in safe drinking water after the Flint crisis a few years ago, but mobile home parks remain a rough spot. Regulators say they have little power over unlicensed parks in any state if owners simply fail to provide safe water. More details at srnnews.com.